Welcome to Tales from the Pictures We Saved, a weekly podcast produced and published by the team here at Scan My Photos. We've spent the past 26 years helping our customers preserve tens of millions of happy memories, milestones, achievements, and events, all of which have incredible stories behind each and every photo. And now we're eager to share these stories with you. In this week's episode, one Scan My Photos customer uses photo scanning to downsize her things so she can supersize her life. I'm your host, Janine Lucas. Aside from a passion for writing, there's one thing that most writers have in common, a pipe dream that involves giving up all your material possessions and hitting the road in search of adventure and quiet, inspirational places to write. For Scan My Photos customer, Debbie LaFleche, this dream is about to become a reality.
A few years ago, I wrote a book, and after I self-published it, I thought, this is what I want to do. But I was always stuck on the logistics. How can I maintain my current lifestyle and support myself by writing? So on my 50th birthday, I started a website and blog, supersizelife.com, and it's all about how I'm going to completely and utterly change my life.
Debbie's plan is to supersize her life by selling her home, drastically downsizing on material possessions, buying an RV, and hitting the road. This new life will enable her to see the country, cut back on living expenses, and find lots of time and beautiful places to write. But as Debbie started to downsize, she was faced with a challenge when it came to preserving her family's print photos.
As I looked around at all my possessions, I wondered, how is my life going to fit in 200 square feet? That's when I started getting rid of things, but there were boxes and boxes of photos I had inherited from my grandmother, and I realized I needed to put everything into digital format if I wanted to preserve these photos. So that's when I started researching photo scanning services and discovered Scan My Photos.
Some of the oldest photos Debbie sent to Scan My Photos date back to 1918, including a photo of her grandfather when he joined the Navy at the age of 17. She also scanned pictures of her grandmother's first house when she bought it in the 1950s. According to Debbie, she scanned almost 100 years of print photos. Now that Debbie's precious memories are scanned and preserved, she continues to focus on the logistics, finances, and general downsizing aspects of her big goal. So, where does she plan to go when she hits the road?
The Grand Canyon. I've always wanted to go there. And the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta in New Mexico. I'm hoping to get there by November. I really just want to see everything from the small quaintness of a tiny town to a national forest like Zion. I'm also going to head to lots of book festivals and writing conferences.
Debbie's working on a deadline to ship out on October 1st of 2017. You can follow her adventures and gain lots of excellent downsizing experience and RV tips on supersizelife.com. Personally, we're looking forward to seeing all the incredible new photos and memories she'll capture along the way. Good luck, Debbie. This episode of Tales from the Pictures We Saved was produced and published by Scan My Photos, with music by bensound.com. Debbie LaFleche was voiced by voiceover actress Carolina Osadon. And, as always, we'd like to give a special thanks to Debbie for sharing her experience and stories, and to all of our amazing customers for their patronage and support. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Janine Lucas. We'll see you next time.